Here we go. You Loggers fans out there got to get up because the Lady Loggers need your help. There's a tip pass again down the lane and off the foot of Casey Egerbrecht. And Mike's asking for a shot on the body, and no good. And they're going to go into a full court pressure. Cameron Comets have played very physically here. Allie almost steals it away. LeShizen gets it from the elbow. There's Olsen being guarded by Matea. Back out to the freshman. And Cameron not taking any more than they're given, and there's almost a foul on Matea. Olsen dribbles in. She gets a pick. Picked up, and Allie almost steals that away. Inez Schmidt. Now Cameron's going to take their time and use this all the way down. Kick out and no good. Rebound by Matea. Matea's going to push it. It's a 3-on-1. Matea over 2. Easy 2 for Casey Egerbrecht. It's a 10-point lead for the Comets. But if they keep up with what they're doing there, that was an over and back. Is that over and back? Is that over and back? We got a jump ball. 9:47 here to play. All right. Inbounded here for a couple. Out to the corner for Olsen. Down to the block for LeShizen. She tries. And off of LeShizen. She's not happy. But here we go, 10-point lead for Comets. Lady Loggers got plenty of time here. 4-possession lead, basically, for down the corner for skip pass over to Brooke for 3. Brooke got it with glass. I heard her call it, I think, Jeff. 49-42. And full court pressure now. They're making the Comets do something right away. Pass down to LeShizen, and she's going to be fouled by Brooke, and that's her fourth. So Brooke got her fourth, and she's probably going to be coming out here. 9:14 here to play, and Comets have been pretty tough under the basket. LeShizen. Olivia misses the first one here. 49-42. Mike's going to let it go, it looks like. .914. Taking a couple dribbles here. LeShizen misses. Rebound, Casey. Casey takes it up very calmly. 7-point deficit for the Loggers. Pass over to Williams. Handoff. And that pass tipped. And chased down there by the Loggers. Here's a 3-ball from Matea. That's good. 49-45. Now 4-point lead for. And dribbling right down, and Brooke couldn't do anything about it. Inez Schmidt made a layup. 6-point lead here. And that's a pass over the top and stolen away by Alexis. But that one's stolen away back by Now we're going to get a jump ball. Possession goes to the Comets. And good call by the official. He says, nope, it's actually Phillips' ball. 51-45 here, 8:29 to play. So Lady Loggers get that ball back after a steal, and then a jump ball. Matea gets it down to Brooke into the corner. Brooke dribbling down, skip pass over to Casey. Over to Matea for 3. Got it. 51-48. 8:12 here to play. Lexi Cuffle being pressured, and then Matea gets a pick from Inez Schmidt. Inez takes the ball. That's a older name you don't see a lot. Inez gets it back in the corner from 18.
Boy, she's been money.
I'll tell you. Inez Schmidt knocked that one down, too. And it was off the fingertip, luckily, of Cora Ramses, because, boy, really heads-up play right there from Casey not to go up and tip it. She pulled her hands back because Cora went up, touched that ball, and out of bounds. Otherwise, it would have been a turnover for the Loggers. Inbounded, Brooke gets it to Matea. Matea back to Brooke. Brooke going to try to dribble, gets it over. Brooke, again, lob pass down to the block, back out to Brooke. Brooke thought about it. There's a pass to Matea, and she's going to go to the line for two. And that's Cora Ramses' fourth foul. She is a junior, listed at 5'10". 53-48. Matea is going to the line for two. She knocks down the first. She figured it out. She didn't do so well in her first six. She was only 2 for 6, and since then, she's been pretty tough at the line. Matea trying to make it an even 50 for the Loggers. Got it. 53-50, 7:24. 53-50, 7:24. Here come the Comets, Lady Comets. They're going to take their time. They're up one possession, one and a half possessions, if you will. Olsen from the corner, and there's a layup. She missed, and rebound. And it's going to stay there. And Brooke playing a little tough because she's on her fourth foul. 7 minutes to play. Here's a pass to the corner. Defended. Olsen takes the dribble in. That one's rebounded nicely by Matea. Matea dribbles out of pressure, and now she's fouled. Bailey Olsen, that's the 15th foul, and it should probably be about the 10th. Nice play there by Matea to dribble out of pressure. All right, little confusion here. Soup Nazi down there thought it was 13, but it, or 10. It was actually 13 black. So, Cora Ramses did not foul out of the game. Now they got it 33. It's not. It's on 13. Here we go. Inbounded. Here's Casey. She's going to lob it down. Low, and that's stolen away by Inez. She did a really nice job. Boy, she's got a lot of basketball sense for a freshman, I'll tell you that. Couple gets a pick. Dribbles all the way over. Olsen gets it in the corner. Couple from the elbow. Takes a couple dribbles. Hands it over to Severt. Back over to Olsen. Olsen, couple dribbles there. Gets a pick and takes it up. And Brooke Eckert, no foul there. Here comes Casey. Sends it up to Miller, and she couldn't get it to go. Rebound. And this is going to be Inez Schmidt. She gets cut off by Casey. Double dribbled, it looked like there. There's Alexis Couple, and she'll set it back. She goes through a screen, kicks it over to Olsen for three. No good. Long. Rebound off. And then tipped up, and here comes Casey. She gets it over, and nice hustle play right there from Alexis Couple. Casey tried to get it down to Matea Eckert, and that pass sailed a little bit. Matea had to come over, and on the hustle play right there was Alexis Couple. 53-50, 5:50 to go. Lobbed in to Casey. Casey, little tip up and in, and 53-52. They'll put some full court pressure here. They get it over to Olsen. Olsen goes up. She's going to dribble in, and oh my. Threw a little contact, and it was a good play by a freshman there. She kind of almost ran into the hand of Lily Miller. Lily's like, oh, darn it. Mike's like, got to go straight up. So that's the 18th foul. Lily's second, and did they wave that off? I don't know what happened there. Okay, so that shot does not count, and it's one shot down, and Miller made the second. So two-point lead for the Cameron Comets. Matea Eckert gets it over to Casey. Casey for three. Got it. First lead of the night for the Waters. 55-54. Taking the ball up now. Couple gets a pick. Gets it over to Inez. Guarded by Lily Miller. And oh my, that's really, boy. Better call on both sides. And Soup Nazi, not sure who's got the foul there again. So that was on Hallie Lehman. Yeah, struggling for sure. That's her fourth, though. And it's going to be a one-on-one for an Inez Schmidt. Comets out one. That one high and gets the bouncing in. Coming in for Hallie is Sarah Knack, directing a little traffic there. 5:15 to play. 55-55, 5:15. Check that out. And taking their time. I don't know what's going on. Referees sorting it out. All right. So just like every time, the one and one's going to have a second one. And high up and got it. Like I said, that Inez Schmidt has been really tough making everything here. Here comes Casey Egebrecht, though, the senior, 56-55. Casey hasn't had her best game so far of her career. She's lobbing it in to Matea, and Matea gets fouled by Olsen. She's going to go to the line for two. 16 foul for Cameron Comet. Scott Heckman bringing you high school basketball here from Phillips. And it's a back-and-forth contest here. The Lady Loggers have battled back from 12 down here in the second. And now it's tied again, 56-56, with just under 5 minutes to play. Matea knocks down the first and the second. She's found her touch since the first half. Inbounded right away there to Couple. 57-56 in favor of the Loggers. Cameron Comets, the number three seed. Olsen has it for the Comets, being guarded by Knack. And we get a timeout. We're going to have a full timeout for the Comets. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Inbounded here. And Scott Heckman here bringing you the high school basketball game. That pass mishandled and tipped, but the Comets still go. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. And wow, really ticky-tack touch fouls against the Loggers, really letting them play for the Comets, in my opinion. 4:34 here to play. Going to the line again is that freshman, Inez Schmidt. She misses long, and that's like the first miss, I think, of the whole game. She has just knocked down a bunch of shots. She's probably got 15, 18 points. At the line, misses the second. Rebound, Brooks. And a lot of contact, no call. Sarah Knack gets it. She dribbles to the center, hands it over to Brooke Eckert. She's got four. She'll step up for three. Out, rims out. Rebound, Inez. And she travels. Actually, she kind of fell out of bounds. I thought they were going to call traveling. She just fell out of bounds. There was contact. They didn't call it. It could have either way. All right, Sarah Knack. Lady Loggers up by one. Matea gets it. Down the lane, and we're going to get a foul. On the floor, it's going to be a one-on-one for Lily Miller. And who was that on? I think that was on Olivia Lishizen. That one she knocked down. It's a 58-56 ball game right here. 4:14 here to play in the second. Lily Miller at the line. Pink shoes and all, and she got it. Those are clutch free throws by Lily Miller. And there's a pass off the hands of Olsen. An unforced turnover. And the Cameron Comets now trail by three, and the Lady Loggers have the ball in their own half. There's a lob into Casey. Casey, oh, tried to get it off the glass. Missed a little low. Rebound by Inez. She gets it up to Olsen. Nice play right there by Knack. Knack knocks it out of bounds. Olsen kind of gives a hard bounce pass over to the official. He's got a good flat top there, kind of a la, I don't know, a Packers, you know, like a center or something. Looks like a travel there. No, Inez almost lost the ball. Olsen gets it to Inez Schmidt. She goes in, gets blocked. 3-point lead, 3:44 here to go. And taking their time now. Down to the block. Matea goes up and she's fouled. Alexis Cuffell. They got a little bit of a mismatch there. Matea. Alexis is listed at 5'7", but Matea, I think, looks like she's considerably taller than Alexis. Got it down to the block. Turned, and it was probably a little bit of a weak foul. Matea misses the front end of the free throws here. And if she can bury it, it'll be a two-possession game. And she got it. It's 60-56. Cuffell gets the ball in, gets it back from Olsen. Cuffell will take it up. She busts right through, pressure. Gets over to Inez Schmidt. That's long. And that ball's knocked out of bounds by, sorry about that, knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Sarah Knack. Inbound play coming from Alexis Cuffell, who just had her third foul. Nice play there. That shot up and short. Rebounded by Lishizen. She got it back, but Casey stole it away. Casey is looking for Matea, but she'll hold it up. Gets it over to Sarah. Sarah gets it back to Casey. Casey over to Sarah Knack. Sarah gets Casey cutting down the lane. Gets it over and up. Sarah Knack from the elbow from 18. That's short. Lily Miller's a rebound. Can't get it to go. Rebound Lishizen. 2:55 here to play. Slowing it down here a little bit is Alexis Cuffell. Cuffell dribbles down the lane, kicks it out there to Schmidt. Schmidt over to Lishizen. She'll get it, and she's fouled, and it goes in. Sarah Knack got her, and it's going to be 58-60, and Olivia Lishizen is going to go to the line to try to complete the old-time three-point play right here with 2:42 here to play in the game. Quite a contest. Lady Loggers have trailed most of the game. Now in the last couple minutes, they've had a slim lead. The Shizen knocks it down. Inbounded to Matea Eckert. Matea takes it up. She's guarded by Inez Schmidt, the freshman. Lily Miller gets it over to Sarah Knack, who airballs it. Rebounded there. Alexis Cuffell's going to push it. She gets around the corner. Back out to Inez Schmidt. Over to Olsen. Olsen takes the dribble. Cuts in, and now we get an offensive foul on Sarah Knack. She kind of fought through that pick. All right. Go to the line for two, because we're in a double bonus, is Inez Schmidt. Crowd not liking it. Inez banked it that time and got it. It's a tie ball game at 60 with 2:18 here to play. Both teams have plenty of timeouts. And both teams in the bonus. Schmidt misses the second one. Rebounded there by Cuffell. Off the fingertips. Cuffell gets it back for three. No, it's a two-pointer. Did he call two or three? The three-pointer. Down the lane for Casey. She can't get it to go. Oh, rebound by the Shizen. Oh, just rimmed out there. All right. Three-point lead for the Cameron Comets. Alexis Cuffell, the Shizen, gets it over to Olsen. Olsen, up to Cuffell. Cuffell goes over and gets it to Siebert. And Knack fouls Olsen. She'll go to the line for two, and watch out here. Casey got that pass from Matea Eckert and just couldn't bury that one. Olsen misses long. The freshman leading scorer for the Cameron Comets. She missed her first free throw. She's been tough tonight too, hitting several three-pointers. Here is the second one. That one's long. Rebound, Sarah Knack. Watch out behind her. Sarah gets it stolen away. And now that pass is being thrown out of bounds. Lady Loggers. Cuffell says it was tipped. And now nobody's real happy. So here we go. Matea, Brooke, hands it over to Sarah. Sarah, to pick to Brooke down the lane. Brooke is going to travel. And we're going to get a timeout for the Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country. For 30 seconds.
Dog and Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Dog and Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Wagon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Allie Williams is checking in. Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball. It's the Lady Loggers trailing by three after gaining the lead, after being behind by 12 in the second half. The Comets have plenty of timeouts. And they have the ball. They get it into LeShizen. And that one's stolen away, but it's going to stay with the Comets. Checking in now is Allie Williams. One 13 here to play in the game. That pass knocked out of bounds by Casey. 1:11 here to play. They could do this all game, I think. Inbounded to Olsen. Olsen getting trapped by Sarah Knack. That pass up over to Couple to LeShizen. She's going to be fouled by Matea Eckert. 103 here to go. LeShizen's going to go to the line for two. And here's the first. She rims out 63-60, led by the Comet. If she makes this, it's a two-possession game. 103 here to play. Third foul there on Matea. And she knocks down the second. Matea inbounds to Brooke. Back to Matea. Matea comes up. Gets it over to Brooke. Brooke almost fouled there. Goes down the lane. Kicks it out. Over. Down to Brooke. And we're going to get a foul on LeShizen. On the floor. 48.8 seconds. So going to the line is Brooke Eckert. She's going to go to the line for a 1-1. Third foul on LeShizen. Ninth team foul on Cameron Comet. Brooke, the senior, makes the first. It's a 3-point lead for the Comet. Brooke trying to cut it down to a 2-point lead. Taking a couple dribbles here. And Brooke knocks it down. That senior presence right there from Brooke Eckert. Inbounded there to Olson. Knack looking. And we get a foul on Sarah Knack, and she's going to be out of the game. Mike saying stop the clock. I don't even know how much time they let off the clock right there. One person next to me, that's Deke, so it's 48 seconds. They're going to change it back to 41.2. I think the loggers kind of got shorted on that deal. And Sarah Knack fouls out. At the line is Olson. Are they going to change the clock or not? All right. The score is 64-62. And referee's coming over to talk to Mike here. And Mike's like, yeah, I know, but I just want to make sure that the clock is there. And I think actually the Lady Loggers are getting shorter a few seconds here. 64-62, Olson's going to go to the, and now they can't figure it out. Referee's over here. It's not 4-12, it's 41 seconds left to go in the game. They're trying to get it right on the scoreboard, and I don't know what we're going to do. Just fouling out is Sarah Knack. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Seconds left to go in the game. Casey steps up, goes down the lane. Rebound by Brooks. Out to Alley for three. Got it. 27 timeout.
25 seconds left. 65-66. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school girls basketball. And Allie Williams just drained a three ball with 25 or 30 seconds. We'll see after the timeout runs out here. And I don't know how many timeouts Mike has anymore, but 65-66. Comment. They tried to throw it off the foot of Casey. She gets it. That one's wrong. Rebound Brooke, and she's fouled with 20.3 seconds to go. She's going to the line. Down by one. Brooke Eckert, the senior. She's going to go to the line for two. Brooke drained her last two free throws. And she missed the first. ...65-66, 20 seconds to go. Loggers trailing by one, and Brooke ties it up right there. Full court pressure now from the Loggers. And Olsen fouled. Why are we fouling now? Oh my. 15.7 seconds to go, and Olsen's going to go to the line. And she'll go to the line for two. It's a tie ball game right now, 15.7 seconds left. Olsen, the freshman, knocks it down. Look for Casey to get the ball here. The senior. Knocked the both down right there. Here's Casey coming up. Casey down the lane. No foul, but she got it to go. Tie game. And that pass out of bounds right there off the backboard. All right, 6.8 seconds. We're going to get a timeout. Right here, 68-68. All right, 68-68. And we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. It's a dogfight here.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
68-68. This is Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball. We got a long pass to Aimee Schmidt. And here she goes. And she's fouled with 3 seconds to go. And they ran a deep ball play to Inez Schmidt. She was fouled by Allie Williams. 4.1 seconds, they're going to say it's going to be.
So going to the line for two is Inez Schmidt, 68-68. Cameron Comet and Loggers tied. This is Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball from Phillips, Wisconsin. Inez Schmidt misses the first one. In the game, only 4.1 seconds left. Inez Schmidt. This could be the win if she gets it. It's long. Rebound by Eckert. And it's going to be tied up. 3.1 seconds left. And it's going to be Cameron Comet's ball. Can they get this to overtime? That's the question. There's a shot from the corner, and no. And it's going to go to overtime for the Loggers. Oh, my goodness. 68-68. And, oh, my, what a game. This is Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball from Phillips, Wisconsin. The number three seed, Cameron Comets, have come in here and kind of surprised the Loggers, who at one point were ranked quite highly, are quite highly ranked in the state. They're the number two seed in this section. And 68-68, they're going to go to a four-minute overtime. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for 1 minute. 1 minute.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right. So, 68-68, first overtime of this contest. Lady Loggers have clawed their way back, and the tip goes to the Comet. Comet switching directions. Olsen going down the lane. Can't get it to go. Hallie Lehman with the rebound, but she threw it back to a Comet. She was trying to get it over to Casey. Inez Schmidt, the freshman, grabbed that ball. Schmidt gets it back. Again, Scott Heckman, 98Q Country. This is regional finals, and this is not. Schmidt missed it. Rebound by Matea. Matea going up. Both teams in the double bonus. Matea going up. She tried to get it to Casey. Casey lost the handle. Hallie passed it back out. Here's a three ball by Allie. That one's long. Matea gets it, and she dribbles out of trouble. Loggers lobbed in to Matea. Matea goes up, and we're going to get. Hey, what? I don't know. Is it a jump ball? Okay. Jump ball, he called. Lobbed in right there to Casey. Out to Allie for three. That's short. Rebound. And we got a fast break ahead. And here comes Alexis Cuffell. 70-68. 2-point lead here. Under 3 minutes to play. Here's Casey. Hands it over to Hallie. That pass tipped, but Allie gets it back. There's a cutting pass down the lane, and she's going to go to the line for two. Down on the play, getting kind of twisted up there, and it looks like hopefully it's just a cramp. So television timeout, so to speak. I think that's Natty Severt, who's in some pain. I think she's got a little bit of a Charlie horse.
they're kind of wrestling with her down there and trying to get it out of there, and we're going to see what's happened. She's in a lot of pain, and hopefully it is just a Charlie horse. They're pushing down on her knee. .240 here to play. Going to the line, though, is Casey. Trying to keep the camera over here so that the Cameron Comet lady player doesn't go. Fouling out for the Cameron Comets, though, is Olivia Lachizen, and she's one of their tall girls on the court. She just got her fifth. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
It's a tie game. Scott Heckman here bringing you high school girls basketball tied up 70-70. 2:30 here to play. The Cameron Comets have the ball. They're the number three team in this section. Dribbling in is Olsen. Nice defensive play by Matea. Matea gets it. She blocked her and stole it in one. Now she got it stolen away there from Alexis, and now we're going to get a foul. Luckily, it wasn't her sister. Matea got the foul on this Alexis couple who would have had another layup, and she's had one already here in this overtime. So 70-70 again. Scott Heckman here bringing you high school girls basketball from Phillips, Wisconsin. Alexis, Lexi, she goes by, missed the first of two free throws. Now every free throw shot here is going to be two because both teams in double bonus. Second one up. That one rims out. Rebound, Matea. Tie game. She hits. Matea for three. Rims out. Hallie can't get it. Rebound, and look, they got a lady ahead up there. And there's a free throw miss. And we're going to get a foul. Cora Ramsis got a foul there. Probably just out of frustration. She got a great lob pass right there. Says she's got her sixth foul. Cora Ramsis is fouled out now. So, the junior, 5'10". She fouls out. Going to the line here is Brooks for two. Tie game, 70-70. 2:10 to go. And she got it. Checking in now for the Loggers. Kendra Timmers in for Allie Williams. Lady Loggers have a one-point lead with Brooke at the line. That one's long. Rebound, Inez Schmidt. She rolls out of there and gets going, the freshman. Wow, she's tough. Goes in to lay it up. Picked up by Eckert. Baseball pass up ahead, and Hallie Lehman goes up, and she's fouled. Alexis Couple does not like it. Sorry about that, folks. I'm trying to film and do radio all at once, and that's her fourth. Alexis is not real happy about it, and she said no, and she's asking about the other end. Was Inez fouled? So Hallie's going to the line, trying to extend the lead. It's clinging to a one-point lead, the Loggers. Callie Lehman gets the first. The senior, Hallie, trying to make it not her last game, trying to make it a three-point lead, 156 here to play. That one rims out. Nice rebound again, and Inez Schmidt. Here come the Cameron Comets, down by two. They get it over to Schmidt through the lane, and Hallie Lehman's probably going to follow out here, and Schmidt's going to the line. And Hallie's coming out. She fouled out, too. Big round of applause for the senior, Hallie Lehman, who just made the game a two-point game. So, going to the line again. It's a free-throw shooting contest. Inez Schmidt, a freshman, she hits the first. 72-71. Both teams in double bonus. Inez, the second one's long. Chased down by Casey. Casey. And we get a timeout on the bench for Coach Mike. And there we go, 72-71, 140 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
All right, 72-71 here. Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball from Phillips, Wisconsin. The Lady Loggers just took a timeout. They're up by 1 point, 72-71. Here in overtime, the first overtime, 140 to go. They have the ball on the opposite end, and taking the ball out is senior Brooke Eckert with four fouls. Two freshmen up on point. Lob it in to Casey. Casey dribbles down the lane, goes up, looks like contacted, got her own rebound, and now fighting for it. And we got a jump ball again, and it's going to stay with the Loggers. Boy, the Comets are pretty good at swarming the ball after a rebound, and Casey really had nowhere to go. Face started here. They get the ball right down to Blackburn. Brooke, and she gets it to go, and she's going to go to the line. 74-71, 129 here to play. And that's going to be a foul out for Alexi Cuffle. That's going to be a tough one for the Comets. She's been a real, real tough customer. Checking in for her is going to be Anna Barabo, a sophomore guard. And she's, I think that's the first time she's gotten in the game. So 129 here to play. Brooke trying to make it a two-possession game here. No. Rebound. Casey gets it out to Matea. Back to Casey. Casey dribbles down the lane in the corner. Going to the line for two. Fouled hard by the Comet. And that's going to be on Bridget Moans, a freshman. So Comets really have a great future for them. And the Lady Loggers have looked like this, too. They had freshmen just 3 years ago, and that would be Casey along with her sister. So that's what this team kind of looked like. Casey hits the first, misses the second. Chased down, though, by the Loggers. Ball out of bounds and off of a Comet, and the Loggers will get it. They got a four-point lead, 1 minute, 18 seconds here to go. All right, from the corner. trying to get that ball in, and they got it stolen away. Here come there's a jump ball, and Thomas dribbling down, and Casey just grabbed it from her, and it's going to be Thomas basketball. Trying to get it inbound, and here's a three-pointer. Long. Rebound, and it's on the ground. We got a jump ball. And now it's going to go Waters basketball, 106 to go. The Comets have three of their better players fouled out. 75-71. Brooke Eckert going to inbound the ball, 106 to play. And this could last another half hour the way it's been going. Brooke. Lob it up to Casey. Casey gets it down by the block. And we got a jump ball again. 75-71, and it's going to be Comets basketball. 101 to play. That didn't take very long. Another timeout. Timeout by the Comets. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Four. Scott Heckman, bringing you the game here from Phillips, Wisconsin. And what a contest this has been. This is the first overtime. Lady Loggers, with a minute to go, are up by four. With a minute one to go, the Comets just called their timeout. Comets are now missing Alexis Huffle, Olivia Lishizen, and Cora Romsen, three of their starters, due to follow out. Hallie Lehman for the Loggers has followed out too. Olsen being guarded. They want the ball in her hand. She shoots a three ball off the iron, rebounded by the Comets. Comets tried to pass it down, and Matea got it. 45 seconds to play. 4-point lead for the Loggers. And now Cameron foul with 39.3. Inez Schmidt, her fourth. Inez, a very, very tough freshman for the Comets, along with Bailey Olson. So here we go. Going to the line for two is Brooke Eckert, the senior. She could turn this into a two-possession game. A little bit of confusion here again. And clock issues here. So we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenenroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenenroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken & Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Lady Loggers are up by five now here in the overtime. That ball missed. Rebounded by the Comets. They don't have much time. 39 seconds left. They get it down to the block. Loose ball on the floor. And then we're going to get a jump ball. Lauder's ball, 32.8 seconds. The Comets, after leading much of the game, then it was back and forth at the end of the second half. And Comets now, chances slim and none, and Slim is almost leaving the building right here. Casey gets the ball, and they don't follow her yet. 27 seconds left. They got to follow her. And took a little too much time, 23.1. Coach is trying to tell her young players, but a lot of these players haven't been in the game much. Going to the line is a senior, Casey Egebrecht, up by five, and she could probably seal the game here with a couple free throws. Casey doesn't take much time, knocks it down. Again, here, this is regional final action. This is in overtime at 77-71. Loggers above the Comets, and Casey got them both at 78-71 after a tough offensive contest for Casey. She got a couple there. Here comes Inez Schmidt. She goes down the lane from the corner, and she's going to the line for two with 14.4 seconds left. And that's going to be a foul on Lily Miller. So Inez going to the line. And there we go, 78-72, 14.4 seconds left to go. Inez probably could bounce it off the rim and try to get the rebound. We'll have to see if they do that little trick anymore. Inez says, nope, I'll just knock that down. Inbounding the ball and a foul right away by Olsen on Matea. She's going to go to the line with a five-point lead, 12 seconds left. So still lots of time in the game. But if the Loggers can knock down one of these, I think this would be it. Of course, Jerry Petrozolik is here, and his brother one time knocked, I think it was three-pointers down in a free throw in eighth grade or seventh grade basketball against us. And in like 12 seconds. Here's a step back three by Olsen. No good. Rebound. 4 seconds, and that's it. And that's the game. Lady Loggers win. And the Cameron Comets, after a very hard-fought game. Here we go. Cameron Comets coming through the line. Very tough game by them. But they don't have any seniors. I think that is 5-5. Lady Loggers coming over. I don't know if I'll be able to get Coach Mike on the radio here tonight. I'll see if I can. There's your Lady Loggers right here. They're going to run through the gauntlet. So, 79-73. The final, the Lady Loggers advance to the sectionals. They're going to be playing in Ladysmith on Thursday night. And we'll be bringing you that game. Jeff will be anyway. So, congratulations to the Loggers. Again, we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country, and we'll see if we can get a post-game show. We're going to send it back for 3 minutes, three-minute timeout.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, We are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Sawagon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy.